Welcome to Hungry Dads, a couple of guys who started a podcast as an excuse to bring snack food into the house. On this week's show,
the Beefy Crunch Burrito.
Beefy Crunch Burrito.
The Beefy Crunch Burrito.
Beefy Crunch Burritos.
Beefy Crunch Burrito.
It's beefy.
It's crunchy.
What is going on?
Welcome to episode 66 of the Hungry Dads Podcast. I'm Rod Budget.
I'm Hugh Gallen.
We have a very special episode tonight. It is the Beefy Crunch Extravaganza, and this is very timely. The Beefy Crunch Burrito was re-released today, April 21st. This is very timely information. This is cutting edge.
So, for those of you who maybe don't know about the Beefy Crunch Burrito and the Beefy Crunch Move-It, I'm going to give a quick summary, but I'm mainly going to tell you, just go back to episode 48. We interviewed the leader of the Beefy Crunch movement, Richard, who we're going to hear from tonight, so stay tuned for that. But just so you know, the Beefy Crunch Burrito is a burrito offered by Taco Bell that was discontinued several years ago. It made a brief resurgence, but throughout the entirety of its absence, there has been a group of people online called the Beefy Crunch Movement, now 35,000 people strong, who have been on Facebook, on social media, urging, annoying Taco Bell to bring this thing back. And it was announced about a month ago that the day was finally going to come. And that day, April 21st, 2016, and here we are.
Yeah, I'm proud to say we really got out in front of this one. We had Richard on. How long ago was it, Hugh?
That was back in September of 2015.
So yeah, this is a scoop for the podcast, I'd say. We've been on the forefront. It's been in mainstream news today that they re-released it. We had Richard on quite a while ago, and we've been following it ever since. So
it was one of our 2016 predictions that the Beefy Crunch would come back.
I think we are now about 2 for 10 so far.
To update our listeners, since episode 48, back in September of 2015, there was still a lot of uncertainty. Nobody could say that this is what was going to happen. After Richard finished up with our podcast, then October of 2015 started the Annoying AF movement. Annoying as fudge, because we're a family podcast. That was when Richard called on all the members of the Beefy Crunch movement to pummel Taco Bell's social media with notes, messages. If Taco Bell tried to announce a new product, all they got were responses asking about the Beefy Crunch Burrito. It was insane. Richard even went and joined an online marketing class that was being taught by the Taco Bell social media director. And he used that as another forum to get in front of Taco Bell and ask why the Beefy Crunch hasn't returned.
Perhaps one of the greatest, most subversive marketing efforts of our time, joining the online class being taught by the Taco Bell person.
That effort continued through the winter of 2015 until Richard was ready to make an announcement in December 21st of 2015, just before the end of the year. Two major things happened. First, Richard called a ceasefire. And of course, the movement wondered what this ceasefire was about. It was cryptic and curious and hopeful, but not certain. Taco Bell headquarters raised a flag. It was a Beefy Crunch movement flag. Richard had produced a limited number of flags, literal physical flags, in support of the Beefy Crunch movement, a great cool logo. Taco Bell rose the Beefy Crunch flag and posted a video of it on Facebook. So that got everyone pretty hopeful, but still no real announcement. After that, there were several months of uncertainty. And I can tell you, and we're going to get to this a little bit more later in the show, there was some controversy and what I would call a schism in the Beefy Crunch movement membership.
Finger pointing.
Accusations. Richard's loyalties were scrutinized. And I think today is a day of vindication for Richard, and we can't wait to talk to him.
Not only Beefy Crunches are being eaten today, but crow is being eaten by a lot of people. So with that background, let's talk about tonight. Hugh and myself headed out just hours ago to our local Taco Bells in search of Beefy Crunch burritos. And I've got to be honest, Hugh, I was a little nervous, a little worried that maybe my Taco Bell wouldn't have them or they wouldn't know what I was talking about. Harkening back to your Double Down KFC moment. And there certainly wasn't a national advertising campaign or a push that I was aware of for the Beefy Crunch, so I hadn't really seen anything other than the Beefy Crunch movement and some of the press that was out there. So part of me was like, is this a real thing? I don't know. I recorded myself as I pulled into the Taco Bell parking lot.
This is Rod Budget live on location at my local Taco Bell. The time is 8:52 on April 21st, Beefy Crunch Burrito release day. I'm in a Taco Bell parking lot and it is empty. I'm getting a little nervous. I'm having visions of Hugh's KFC Double Down moment where he went in and they didn't know what he was talking about. Beefy Crunch is big though. I'm going to go in, see what happens. It's a full moon rising over Taco Bell. It's artistic. I'll take a picture for the website. Check that out. Here goes nothing.
All right, I want to take a look at this beautiful picture. Oh, wow, that is a full moon right over Taco Bell. It's beautiful.
It was really, you know, it was like meant to be.
It's almost like a burrito from the direct angle, from a straight-on angle. That moon could be a shining burrito in the distance.
It may have been a Taco Bell marketing ploy of shining a hologram up above the Taco Bell. There was no one in the parking lot, and I didn't have a real clear view of the drive-thru, but there appeared to be only a couple of cars in the drive-thru, so this did nothing to ease my fears.
Hi, can I get 3 Beefy Crunch burritos and a large drink to go?
And a large drink?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you. A lot of people have been ordering the Beefy Crunch. I think it's the
boxes.
First day back, right? Oh, are they like boxes?
All right, Rod, so you ordered 3 Beefy Crunches. When we planned this episode, we said, let's taste test our Beefy Crunches first time live on the air. Are you ready to do that, to have your first Beefy Crunch here live on the air?
I am.
So you ordered 3. Can you tell me how many are in front of you right now?
There's 1 Beefy Crunch in front of me.
Okay, Rod. I also visited a Taco Bell today. Why don't we go ahead and play that?
Today's date is April 21st, 2016, the date that the Beefy Crunch Burrito has returned. I am at an undisclosed Taco Bell location, and I'm about to order my first Beefy Crunch Burrito. I will note that this is a Taco Bell Pizza Hut joint location. I don't know what the status of the Beefy Crunch will be. I don't see any signage for the Beefy Crunch. Let's see what happens. Hi, do you have the Beefy Crunch Burrito? It's got the hot Fritos inside. Can I get 3 of them?
Anything else?
That's all. To go, please. And many people ordered these today? I don't see them on the menu.
I didn't work yesterday.
Oh, it came yesterday? Yeah, thank you. All right, I'm not waiting. Ripping it open. I'm going to rip it in half. All right, I see the Spanish rice. See cheese, and I see the hot Fritos. There it is. All right, ready for my first bite. Really good. The right amount of heat, not too much. Good crunch.
I couldn't wait, so I kept the recorder running, and I did capture my instant reaction. I did like it, but I do think there's an opportunity now for a review with a little more contemplation with you here, Rod. So I do have another Beefy Crunch here in front
good,
of me.
Good, good.
I'm anxious to try it.
I have my third and last as well. 3 observations quickly about our ordering process. First, it's interesting that we both ordered 3. I ordered 3 because they were only a dollar, and I was hungry, and I figured they couldn't be very big for a dollar, but they are dense. It's quite a value. Second observation is we both clearly sounded very nervous when we were ordering. I think this was a high-stress situation. We both kind of stuttered a little bit and didn't order with a lot of confidence. So
no,
I'm glad it happened for us.
Well, it wasn't on the menu. There was no signage. And in our world, this is a big event. But yet, at Taco Bell, there was 0 fanfare, which reminded me of my Double Down ordering, which I believe we discussed that in episode 2, if you want to go all the way back. But it's basically the same thing. I walked into the announcement of the Double Down. I walked in there, and I was ready to like fight off mobs of people, and I was the only idiot ordering it, and I kind of got a weird look. And this time, I didn't get a weird look, but the woman did have to go back and like kind of talk to the people making the things, and I think she was, to her credit, I think she gave them the right instruction because I got the right thing.
Yeah.
But they had to go back and kind of like explain, oh, it's one of those Beefy Crunch people. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, it was a more of a slam dunk for me, I think, whereas with you, they needed some instruction in the assembly line area. And the third observation is the obvious one, that we both ate the Beefy Crunch right away before we made it back to the podcast.
One more thing to mention, the wonderful young lady who sold me my Beefy Crunch, I asked her if they were sold a lot, and she said they started selling them yesterday. Now, I don't know if she was right on that, but it sounds to me like maybe this location got ahead of the curve. Or
I think
maybe
everything in New York City gets there a little faster, and
that
they're
could
always
be
ahead
it.
Of the curve. It's always
that
groundbreaking. I also asked the Taco Bell employee kind of the status of the Beefy Crunch and her impressions, and she said a lot of people had you could order the boxes to go ahead of time, and they had a lot of those orders, and she mentioned that the drive-thru wasn't quite as crazy as she thought it would be, but when I left, I noticed that there were at least 6 cars in the drive-thru, I assume getting the Beefy Crunch.
Well, even though I've already had one, Rod, I'm kind of excited now to tear into this thing, so can we crunch?
Let's do this in a professional manner.
All right.
first thing I noticed was it's big. It's dense.
Yeah, it's a good size. You said yours were a dollar. Mine were not a dollar.
Wow.
Mine were priced, I think, at over $2 each, but no regrets here.
Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and New York City.
New York City. Well, that's the way it goes.
I can smell it. It's definitely got a nice smell to it.
Yeah, now, I'm just going to crunch right in. I know one of our fans' favorite things to do is listen to us chew.
Yes.
We've gotten a lot of feedback saying, guys, when you chew, it's probably my favorite part of the show. So, soak it in, folks.
More chewing is the one thing that I get a lot of.
I'm not disappointed, Rod. I'll tell you, I'd wondered if I would be, because it's been a lot of hype. When you've heard about something so much, there is a natural heightened expectation. And I was not disappointed. And I would be honest, if you read our reviews, if I don't like something, I'm not afraid to say it. I won't beat it up, but I'll pretty much level set and say, yeah, it's fine. But I'll say this is above average Taco Bell.
I also enjoy it quite a bit. It's spicier than I thought it would be, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. I enjoy it. It's got a nice balance of the cheesy sauce and the rice and the beef and the Fritos. It's a complex burrito.
For the uninitiated, the beef is standard Taco Bell ground beef style, which is, of course, always very tasty. Good helping of it.
And for a dollar, this is the biggest value, I think, out there right now in fast food. $1, and I got three, like I said, expecting them to be small. And three is an ambitious load, even for a hungry dad like myself. The one minor complaint, but this isn't specific to the beefy crunch, this could be on any fast food, is mine aren't very well constructed. The Fritos are kind of all stuck in one end, and the rice is in another end, so they're not distributed very evenly, but that could apply to pretty much anything. Taste is very good.
Maybe because I paid premium Manhattan prices, but I feel like I had a pretty well-structured beefy crunch. You're right, it is pretty spicy, but for me, it's just about the right amount of spicy. I don't think it's so spicy that I'm not going to be able to get through the whole thing or even three of them. I'm going to compare it to the Beefy Fritos Burrito, which is one that we talked about before. I believe you picked it as your best value burrito at one point. And I think you were right about that, but that one was comparatively flavorless, I think, and comparatively very bland looking. You've got both Spanish rice in this guy and the hot Fritos, which do a lot. There's also melty nacho cheese. Not like shredded cheese, but melty nacho cheese.
Yeah, the nacho cheese was a pleasant surprise to me. I probably sound like a novice here, but I didn't know that there was the nacho cheese. And by my second bite, I got some of that. And I was like, oh, that's nice.
You got yours in Florida, I got mine in New York. It sounds like we're pretty much eating the same burrito. It's not like you're looking at it and saying, oh, mine had shredded or mine had this, you know. It sounds like nationwide they've pulled off the consistent product.
Which might sound intuitive to some people, but I think it's a tough thing to assure quality across an entire chain of restaurants across 50 states.
So yeah, this, look, it's Beefy Crunch Day. I think it lives up to the hype.
Still eating it.
Uh-huh. It's a big burrito, folks. It's beefy.
It's crunchy.
Flaming hot Fritos. Flaming hot Fritos inside of a burrito. And then they decided to take it away.
Flaming hot Fritos, beef, rice, cheese, sour cream. Hey, it sounds messy.
Jake, I think Jake wants a bite. Good boy. Good boy.
All want the beefy crunch. Because the beefy crunch burrito is the best thing Taco Bell has ever had.
Bring it back.
I agree.
Bring it back.
We do not work for Taco Bell.
We don't work for Taco Bell. We're not.
Beefy Crunch Movement.
With Richard, perhaps better known by his Twitter and Facebook monikers, Beefy Crunch Burrito and the Beefy Crunch Movement. He's leading a very real campaign with literally tens of thousands of followers.
Welcome. We are honored to have you here, Richard. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
First of all, we both just tried, frankly, not our first beefy crunches because we couldn't wait. Richard, you're absolutely right. They're delicious, man. They're really, really good.
I knew it.
Have you had a beefy crunch today?
I've had four today, yes.
Four.
Wow, he's one ahead of us.
Two for lunch, two for dinner.
Do they stand up to the reputation you've built for them in your head?
I believe so. Yes, they do. They were as amazing as I knew they were going to be.
That's good both from like a perceptual standpoint, but also from like a Taco Bell production standpoint.
They hit the nail on the head 5 years ago when they first did it. So it's just a repeat performance of something totally amazing.
So they didn't cut any corners. One thing I wondered was, were they going to like bring it back, but maybe not with the Spanish rice or something, try to water it down somehow?
Ingredients-wise, no, they kept all the original ingredients. I couldn't taste anything different. They did make it a little bit smaller 460 calories instead of 550, whatever the original one was. That just makes you want to buy two instead of one. That's fine.
That's interesting, because one of our comments was how big and dense it was and how much of a value it was. Now, how much did you pay for your beefy crunches where you live, Richard?
They were $1 each for me.
I paid New York prices. They were $2 each for me.
$2?
Yeah. This is middle of Manhattan. I wasn't too surprised. Worth every penny. Truly worth every penny. Before I bit into my first one, I tore it open because I wanted to physically look at it. And the first thing I noticed, Richard, was that Spanish rice. Because I remember you going on about the Spanish rice. And when we talked to you before, I kind of was even like, come on, regular rice is probably fine. And you were like, no, the Spanish rice is part of the chemistry of it, the alchemy of it. And you were right, man. It wouldn't have been the same. I compared it to the beefy Frito burrito. When we talked to you before, not having had one, I was like, yeah, but that's probably just as good. And you were like, no way. It's not even close.
And now you know what I was talking about, yeah.
So do you feel vindicated today? You know, how do you feel?
No, vindicated is the word I've used before, and it's the word that I think perfectly sums up how the page is doing, how Twitter's doing, how all the social media is going crazy over it. And it's like, damn right, you know, we've been seeing this for 3 years since the last promotion, and everyone's agreeing.
Richard, I'm interested in hearing about your actual experience with that first beefy crunch that you bit into. Were there people with you? Were there other fans with you? Were you alone? Did you eat it at Taco Bell? Did you eat it at home? What was it like?
I'm not really into the whole camera, and I just had it at home by myself.
That's how I watch a big sporting event. I don't want to be out with people.
The day that they announced that the Beefy Crunch was coming back, you let us know, and I sent you a message of congratulations, and I will never forget your quote. I congratulated you, and you responded, Richard, that the burrito did all the work.
Mm.
I want to just give you some credit for your humility. I think there's no doubt, Richard, that you did an awful lot of work to make this happen. And of course, the burrito is probably the real hero of the day. But if there's a sidekick to the Beefy Crunch burrito that gets credit for the success, Richard, it is you. So congratulations, man.
I'm not in it for the popularity or anything like that. Like Philip said before, there's lots of cogs in the system. It's the whole system.
Yeah, how many people are in the movement now? When we talked before, it was, I think it was over 20,000 last time we spoke in September. Now, what kind of numbers are in the movement nowadays?
Right now, we're at 40,780 something.
Wow.
So 40,700.
So you broke 40,000. Wow.
Yep.
We feel particularly honored and lucky to have you, but we are not the only media outlet that we've seen your name attached with today. I saw some articles with your name on it. What kind of press statements have you been able to make? Who have you spoken with, or where have you seen your name?
There hasn't been any big brand name outlets that I've seen. There's this website called UpRocks. Have you heard of them?
Yep, no UpRocks, yeah. My wife sent me eOnline, an article about the event of eOnline.
Really?
You're all over the place.
Yeah, Richard Axton. They are lost the BCB at one man particularly hard, Richard Axton. So much, he decided to start a movement and bring the item back on the menu.
All right.
This is eOnline. They're very legitimate.
Oh, cool.
For celebrity news, yes.
Rod, you said you saw him in Business Insider as well?
I think Business Insider picked it up as well.
Cool. I'm going to have to have fun looking at that tonight.
This is a real statement of your humility. You're out there in the press and you're really still focused on the burrito, Richard.
Yeah, I'm also focused on the page. My phone has been off the hook all day with all the comments and likes. And
it's been a big day, I'm sure.
Oh, it has. I've had to turn my data off my phone just so I could focus at work.
And he still went to work. I figured you would take the day off.
I should have. In hindsight, I should have.
Now, you might not be able to tell us anything about this, but if you can, you visited Taco Bell's headquarters again recently. Is that correct?
I was down in the area for work. I was training for something. And just happened to be in the area, I gave them an email and said, hey, can I stop by? And they managed to squeeze me in, yeah.
Now, can you tell us anything about that meeting at all?
Not really. I mean, it was a kind of like just a walkthrough behind the scenes of how they do it and everything. It was very informal. I got to meet the social strategy team. And
what kind of reception did you get from those folks? I imagine they were at least outwardly happy to see you. But do you think, Richard, that they like you, or do you think that they have a little contempt for you? Because you really pushed their hand on this issue. I mean, if I was running an organization like Taco Bell and someone like you was out there, look, you'd kind of be a thorn in my side, I would think. So could you read between the lines and sense what they really felt about you?
I think for the most part, they were just generally like in shock that I actually kept on going. I think they kind of thought I would give up.
They were impressed.
I will give them credit. They did turn it around. Because they had that throwback promotion last year, and they've totally made it all about us this time. So that's very, very special for us.
To be clear, this return is limited time. Is that correct?
That is my understanding, and that's what's all in the small print on all the posters. So as far as I can tell, yes.
Am I safe in saying this is not the end for the Beefy Crunch movement?
it wouldn't have been the end even if it was permanent. Well, at least it may not be as extreme, but I'll definitely keep the hype going, you know, in my spare time.
So then what's next? Maybe this isn't the right day to ask because today's a day of victory. What do you see after this for the Beefy Crunch movement?
In my mind, I'm working on an eight-week schedule of it being back. So I'm being happy and positive. In that case, I'm going to be doing positive posts and everything like that. I'll do another Kickstarter for the flags and get another round of flags because those were really popular. So basically, I'm just planting the seeds for when it does go away again, then we can say, because before we only had 20,000 people, now we're going to have 40,000. It's going to be a bigger bear to wrestle with, you know, when that time comes.
Now I'm going to go out on a limb and say at some point within the next 3 years, the Beefy Crunch movement will have in excess of 100,000 followers.
Yeah, that would be nice.
You certainly are exceeding expectations. This is usually the kind of thing that dwindles over time. To catch fire like this, have a victory like this, impressive dedication. One thing, Richard, I want to just get your sense on is some of the what I would call controversy that I saw occurring in the period after you instituted Annoying AF, which was wildly successful. Then you called for the ceasefire. And I got a sense from some members of the movement that they weren't sure what your angle was here and what was happening. And you had to deal with a little bit of controversy and some people questioning your loyalties. Can you tell me a little bit about how you dealt with that period of uncertainty in the Beefy Crunch movement?
Yeah, there was a bit of conflict towards the very end because, of course, I was in contact quite frequently behind the scenes. But of course, I couldn't say anything. I signed a non-disclosure agreement, and you can tell why I had to keep it a secret. They wanted it to be a big deal when it came back. So yeah, if you noticed, I don't know if you noticed, I had to ratchet down the amount of posts that I was doing. Because normally I post multiple times a week, and towards the end I was doing once every 2 weeks. Because every time I posted, people would say, where is it, where is it, and of course I couldn't do anything. So, you know, I listened and I adapted to what my community was saying.
Yeah, well, it was interesting because you'd hear from these ne'er-do-wells every so often, but I felt like I saw far more people supporting you, appreciating what you were doing, and really appreciative of the work you're doing for the Beefy Crunch. But mixed in with that were some people who were really kind of trying to throw you under the bus, I thought.
Yeah,
That's politics, I guess.
When you have 35,000 people, there's always going to be somebody.
You can't please everybody, though.
Well, everyone's pleased today.
Oh, yes. I haven't seen one naysayer come out of the closet now. I was going to invite you just to, if you have time, just to do a quick Twitter search for Beefy Crunch Burrito and just have a look at what everyone's saying.
Yeah.
Go on my Facebook page, see the comments, and they're the ones telling the story right now. I can't do it justice for what's been happening.
What do you think your personal Beefy Crunch Burrito diet will be? You love it, perhaps more than anyone, but can you really eat a Beefy Crunch Burrito every day, a couple times a day? Like, what's the genuine threshold for the biggest fanatic in the world?
Well, I did four today, and I will admit my stomach is not the same as it was 3 years ago, 5 years ago.
That's one of the themes of our show, man. It's a tough balance we have to live.
That's right.
We want to eat the things we love, but man, it's not as easy as it used to be.
That's right.
Four is impressive.
Oh, well, people have been buying them by the tens today. It's been crazy.
Yeah, in fact, when Rod ordered, the woman selling them said a lot of people ordered the boxes.
Yep. A lot of boxes to go.
Yeah, that's too much food for me.
As amazing as it is, and to take nothing away from it, it's still Taco Bell. Which means you gotta live in some moderation.
That's right.
You gotta think before you eat too much because even the most amazing Taco Bell, it's gonna catch up with you after a while if you're not careful.
That's so true.
Major congratulations to you, Richard. You're very humble. You're very down to earth. But I think it was all of your hard work that has brought this back and let myself and Hugh and thousands of others to enjoy the Beefy Crunch today. So congratulations.
That's great. Keep on watching over the next 8 weeks and see what happens.
I think up until today, I've been following the movement as a journalist, but I think as of today, I've become a true member.
Just one brew and then you're hooked.
That was beautiful.
Richard, congratulations. Well done. And we can't wait to see what's up with the movement next.
Thank you for having me.
Well, that was great. We got to talk to Richard himself. I feel like that was a big score for us on a day like today. Richard's been doing a lot of media, eating a lot of burritos.
Yeah.
Rod, to wrap up our Beefy Crunch extravaganza, I have a little bit of a dramatic reading. When we were talking to Richard, I asked him a little bit about the controversy between the time that he ceasefired their social media campaign up until the time of the announcement of the Beefy Crunch's return. And of course, Richard was the only member of the Beefy Crunch movement who knew that the Beefy Crunch was coming back. His silence, his ceasefire, got some of the Beefy Crunch movement members a little upset. What you're about to hear is a real exchange that took place in the weeks before the official announcement was made about the return of the Beefy Crunch Burrito. It took place in text form on the Beefy Crunch Movement's Facebook page. We brought in some very talented folks to the Hungry Dad Studios to do a dramatic reading of this very real Facebook exchange.
So this is an actual exchange that was on Facebook.
These are the real words. It started when Richard, as the Beefy Crunch Movement site administrator, shared a deal that Taco Bell was offering, 25% off. Some felt that Richard and the Beefy Crunch Movement were shilling for Taco Bell. They accused him of withholding information, being disloyal. Some even accused him of accepting payoffs from Taco Bell. Richard, of course, defended himself, and many members of the movement defended him as well. The first voice you'll hear is an actor who is playing the role of Richard. Now, we just heard Richard, so you don't get confused. It's not the same voice. It's a dramatic interpretation of Richard, which I personally think is quite impressive. It's a heroic take on Richard. And then after that, you're going to hear some friends of the Hungry Dads with their dramatic readings of the responses that were posted by these passionate members of the Beefy Crunch Movement. So again, the first voice is not the real Richard, but it's an actor reading Richard's real words, and then the responses from members of the Beefy Crunch Movement. And before I hit play, let me give some thank yous to the folks who helped us out here. Amanda McCaden, thank you. Mrs. Rod Budget, thank you. Johnny Prime, always there for us. Tim the Enchanter, great reading. And as Richard, an amazing actor, a good internet citizen, who only is known to us as Blacktron Ben.
Thank you, Blacktron Ben. I never thought I'd get to say that on air.
Blacktron Ben, thank you very much for doing this for us. And with no further ado...
You can now get 25% off any order at Taco Bell through the app. Expires at the end of February. You can use the coupon once a day. Those Boss Nachos, now $4.50. Crunchwrap Supreme, now $2.40. The BB Crunch Burrito could have been just 97 cents each. I hope we get a deal like this too, Taco Bell.
Wow, so the Beefy Crunch Movement is advertising for Taco Bell now? I know you tied the Beefy Crunch Burrito into the message, but I see a small shift in this movement that I'm not liking.
I still like Taco Bell, and it's a fantastic deal. But I also made sure to make the connection that deals like these would be immensely better with the Beefy Crunch Burrito.
Everyone here likes Taco Bell, but this is blatant advertisement. You expect us to believe you got nothing for posting this?
No, I have not been paid a dime by Taco Bell. And if I was paid by them, I'd put all that money back into the movement anyways. I'm doing this for you, and all 33,500 plus of us.
I don't really see it as advertising, unless you're dumb enough not to read the whole post. I mean, you'd think people would be happy learning that Taco Bell is now 25% off. I still eat there even though there's no Beefy Crunch Burrito. Logically, you all want it back, but until then, we can enjoy this stuff at 25% off.
Of course these deals would be immensely better with the Beefy Crunch Burrito, but I think you advertised Taco Bell, who still hasn't brought back what we all love, to all 33,500 plus of us. I thought you were doing an amazing job leading this movement up until Taco Bell contacted you about a ceasefire. I guess what I'm saying is they gave you some news about the Beefy Crunch Burrito that you have been hinting about. Why not be loyal to us and spill the beans? Instead, you chose to not tell us, and that is when I saw the change in this movement.
Someone is clearly wetting their pants over this. I love that I can get so much off. Grow the hell up. The amount of stupid in this comment is something I can't comprehend. Who gets mad at free stuff?
People are actually upset about this? You can get like a whole meal for $2.25 plus tax. Beefy Crunch Burritos are coming back in a little more than 4 months. If you would spend as much time digging around on the internet as you did complaining, you'd know that by now.
I am being loyal by not telling you. Why would I ruin everything we've worked so hard for? Please be patient. Spilling the beans could possibly ruin any exciting things to happen in 2017. Besides, not telling you is not a choice. It's called confidentiality and an agreement of good faith on both sides. Just think. Crunchwrap sliders are now 75 cents each when ordered through the app. That's worth sharing.
It's called being patient. Trust that Richie has all of us here in the Beefy Crunch Movement in his best interest.
If he does tell us what Taco Bell has planned, they can change whatever they had planned and bring a civil lawsuit. He's on good terms with Taco Bell. Why would he risk that? This movement is a business, and you can't be reckless in this business world.
Jeez, you people need to calm down with the conspiracy theories. LOL. Richard posts something about a Taco Bell promotion, which he's been doing on this page for years, by the way. And you guys accuse him of advertising for Taco Bell and withholding information? Taco Bell is obviously not a company of transparency. That should be obvious to any of you. Do you really think it's a good idea for him to relay information to over 33,000 people? I can't imagine that would bode well for the cause. Just be patient.
Hungry Dads! Visit our website at hungrydads.com. Follow us on Twitter at hungry_dads. This has been a Hungry Dads production.
Large drink, huh? How's that soda band going? How's that soda thing going? There's one prediction on the negative.